Max Ernst was a pioneer of the Dada and Surrealist movements in Europe in the 1910s and 1920s. The innovative artist used a variety of mediums, painting, collage, printmaking, sculpture, and various unconventional drawing methods, to give visual form to personal memory, the unconscious, social commentary, and collective myth. After escaping Europe during World War II, with the help of his first wife, Peggy Guggenheim, Ernst came to the United States and for a time later lived and worked on the south shore of Long Island and Great River. While there, he sculpted with plaster, since it was readily available. Four of Ernst's sculptures are on display in Field of Dreams. Seated at the corner of the terrace are three bronze figures, together known as Big Brother, teaching staff for a school of murderers. As someone who witnessed two horrific world wars, Ernst often used biting humor and razor-sharp wit to skewer those in power. This group of figures also allude to George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984, and are an anti-monument to false authority and corrupt political order. The sculptures were originally carved in stone before they were cast in bronze. The central figure in the group is Big Brother, and the figure on the left is Seraphine Cherubi. Both are teachers in this so-called school. These educators have eyes which you can see through, suggesting they are completely empty-headed and without reason. The neophyte or apprentice on the right has occluded eyes which can't yet see. Another of Ernst's sculptures is installed near the ramp to the event lawn. Grand Grandui is a bronze frog whose jauntily assembled geometric shapes add up to a comical century. Ernst distills forms into simple pared-down shapes, a quality that unites his discontinuous sculpture practice. Talking to filmmaker Peter Scimone, Ernst once said, "Sculpture is more pure play than painting."